The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is made possible by the Spreely Network. It is the network, Spreely, for free thought and free people. I want you to go to your app store and download their Freedom Hub. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. It's much too important. We depend on you. Freedom is waiting. The Freedom Hub from Spreely. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Today on the program, Jasmine Presley Redd. You're going to want to listen to this entire incredible story. It's pertinent and timely. We live in an age where the Department of Justice has been weaponized. We see it every day against President Trump, but we don't often see how it's been done so against regular people, good people, pillars of the community and where they live. Jasmine is going to tell the story of her father, Dr. Redd, and through a series of absolutely incredible circumstances, terrible, tragic circumstances, the Department of Justice weaponized against a family and drove a man to take drastic action to protect his family, a loving, caring family, put in jeopardy by a weaponized Department of Justice. All of that today, the story of Jasmine Presley Redd on this edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Let's go.
Hey everybody, my name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us from around the planet. I appreciate you. Every once in a while, there's a story that hits me right in the gut, right in the heart, and in the mind and in the spirit. And this is one of these stories. I've got a very good friend of mine, Cameron Moore, joining me to talk about a young woman in Utah, a patriot woman by the name of Jasmine Redd. We did, Cameron Moore and I, in full transparency, have been friends for a few years now. And especially during the last year and a half, we've traveled together. We've met President Trump together. Cameron has invited me to Mar-a-Lago. He's a member down there. So in full transparency, we have a friendship outside of the show. He identified Jasmine Redd to me. I learned her story. And ladies and gentlemen, this is something that you have got to hear. It encompasses so much what we're going through in a society, so much about what President Trump is going through, but also, to Trump's own words, they're coming after him to get to us. And Jasmine is an unfortunate example of how the weaponized Department of Justice has come after citizens in America. So I want to bring Cameron on here and have him tee this up for you. So Cameron, you heard that introduction that I just gave, and I know there's a lot of holes in there. I want you to fill in. Tell the audience how you came upon meeting Jasmine and take it from there.
Hey, Doug. First off, thanks for the opportunity to come on here. And Jasmine reached out to me through the powers of social media, and she left me a voice memo on my phone, actually, and mentioned that she lost her father in an FBI raid. And I was pretty blown away by this. And so I called her. We spoke about it a little bit. And then I called Matt Strzok, who's a friend of ours, who we do a lot of videos together, and another friend, Yvonne, and we all decided that we needed to be out there so Jasmine could tell her story. She wanted to tell her story because it's been buried for quite some time, I believe since 2017, and it never got out into the media, and it's a pretty ugly one. So, so what happened was Jasmine's father, who's a prominent doctor in this community, Blandon. There's a community of 4,000 people. There at the time, there was only three doctors in the entire community.
And this is her father, Blandon, Utah.
Just Blandon, to be clear. Utah.
Yeah.
There's 4,000 people in the community. Three doctors. He's the only one that could perform specific surgeries. He's very vital to that community. He delivered maybe 2,000 babies. He's delivered practically everyone in that city. Really important figure in the city. The FBI and BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, decided to go after him for a $75 artifact that was found on private property, nonetheless. And they inflated the value of this little artifact. It's half the size of a dime, 1,250% to $1,000, so they can get him with the penalty. And then they had, I don't know, I think it was 140 agents raid their house. They put seven snipers on their roof, arrested their mother, just completely said the worst things you could possibly say to a human being during this raid. You know, you're not going to see your family again. You're not going to see your children again. You know, are you suicidal? Things like this. It was really, really horrible. It was just heartbreaking. And this ended up, I think, maybe a 8-year battle. I don't know the specific number. It was a long battle with them, which ended in her father taking his life. Now, he took his life to save the mother and the sister from charges that were coming at them because they were facing 30 years. It's just horrible.
It's horrible. And okay. So there's a testimony here to your kindness, first of all, Cameron, that I want to, and you would never say this about yourself, but you're a tender-hearted and patriot man who hears this story. And I've heard the story offline. You guys have created a documentary, and you asked me to narrate it. Matt Strzok did the film work. Great film work that you guys always do together, you and Matt. Fantastic job. But it's an artifact, and I hear this story, and I see the artifact. It's a small little arrowhead, fits in the palm of your hand. It's to your point, what, half the size of a dime or the size of a dime? And they're coming after him for artifacts. I'm thinking to myself, artifacts? Are we living in a crazy world? I mean, they're coming after him for finding an arrowhead on private property. Now, come on. It sounds crazy, but it's true. And the pressure that this doctor is under drives him to suicide.
Yeah, you know, it was found on private property, you know, and where is this? I mean, it is quarter the size of a dime. And, you know, where are these now? Did they collect these artifacts to give them back to the Native American community? No, they're probably sitting in an FBI locker somewhere. And this isn't about artifacts. This is about a land grab that we're now seeing with Biden over there in Arizona and the Grand Canyon, which appears to be another land grab. And coincidentally, 2 days ago, or was it yesterday? Yesterday, there was another incident where they ended up killing another Utah resident during an FBI raid. Right. So the timing of all this is pretty divine, all coming together. And to think that we didn't know about this story a week ago, went out and put this documentary, this is a 19-minute documentary of Jasmine's story in 3 days, is pretty incredible. And I'm just so grateful to be able to help her tell her story that our country needs to hear.
Well, and it's quite a story. And we're going to put the link to the Rumble video that you guys have put together at the bottom of the screen and in the comment section of wherever I post this on social media. So we'll see it on my website. They'll see it on Rumble and Truth Social and so forth. We'll make sure that the link to your Rumble video is readily available because everybody needs to see this thing. God, you know, bless her heart. I saw the documentary. I watched the documentary. She's got quite a story. She's a natural. I mean, you can feel. You can just feel her in this documentary. And that's a credit to you and to Matt, but also just a credit to her spirit. So I'm honored to be part of it. Yeah,
she is. She once in the second half of the video, you can see her love for President Trump, which is unparalleled. Her love for our country. She's really knowledgeable about what's happening in the country, and you know, this should be a alert to all Americans to get involved in local action, national impact, get involved with your communities, because they can, if they can come after her like they did, they can come after any of us. And that's a really important part of this whole thing.
It really is. I think that's the key to this whole thing. I mean, Jasmine has a unique story, but it's a story that could be a story of any of ours. It could belong to any of us, given the day and age that we're living in now with this weaponized Department of Justice. So, all right. And I loved the shirt. I loved her garage. People, you got to watch this. You got to watch the documentary. See her, the shirt that she wore. She had a shirt made out of the note that Trump left for Joe Biden. Joe, you know, I won. And it's signed Donald Trump. I love it. It's just hysterical.
Yeah, it was great.
So, Cameron, thank you very much. I wanted to take a little bit of your time here this morning to introduce Jasmine, the story, how you were involved in this. And this is typical of you and what you do. You're an example of how you've helped out the Patriot cause from behind the scenes, making these films and spreading, you know, the patriotism and the hope that we all have. And although this is a sad story to a degree, it's one that's also filled with hope. So I appreciate you coming on. We're going to have Jasmine on in just a minute. And I just appreciate your friendship. And thanks everything again, Cameron, for what you do for the Republic.
Thank you, Doug.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me right after this break. I'll be back with Jasmine Redd. You don't want to miss the story. Cheers.
Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, how much do you spend on streaming services every month, including cable? Over $100? I bet you do, or at least close to it. What if I told you there's a company out there that would give you everything from Netflix to Stars to HBO to Hulu, to your local sports, your local channels, everything that you've always wanted. You like those Turner classic movies, whatever you like. Q Streaming, that's spelled C-U-E. Q Streaming gives you everything for $59.99 a month, even pay-per-view events. Those of you that like pay-per-view sports, you can get them. And you don't pay the pay-per-view price. It's all included for that $59.99 a month. Go to therightside.myqstreaming.com, therightside.myqstreaming.com. Cut the cord to all of the other nonsense. Do it today. therightside.myqstreaming.com, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Believe it. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us. Coming to you from smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain of the United States of America. And with a story here that you all simply need to hear. If you haven't already seen the documentary that Cameron Moore and Matt Strzok put together about our guest here today, Jasmine Redd, it's over on YouTube. I'm going to put the link at the bottom of the screen here and in the comment sections of all of the social media platforms that we post this interview to. I'm just going to get right to it and introduce you to this woman from Utah who has touched my heart, my mind, my soul with her story, Jasmine Redd. Hey, Jasmine, welcome to the program.
Hi, Doug. So good to see you and officially meet you. Thank you for this. I'm honored. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And it's good to meet you, too. I want to be fully transparent with the audience. So your middle name is Presley.
Yes.
And it's Elvis because your family loves Elvis.
Absolutely. Yes.
That poster behind me has been on the show since the day I started. You're talking to another big time Elvis fan right here.
I love Elvis so much. I had this custom made flag with Elvis on the American flag. So I love our connection. Elvis, what I love about him is he's a patriot. He served a country, but yet everybody loves him and everyone has that in common. He's so loved and his character. Our family just loved him. And I'm honored that my middle name is Presley. And I said, Mom, I'm so happy you chose me to give me the middle name. So I love it.
It's awesome. Yeah. He's the best. None will ever compare. All right. So Cameron Moore is a good friend of mine. You contacted Cameron, you have a story to tell about the weaponized DOJ that we're facing. And I, again, for the sake of the audience, we all know and understand and see what President Trump is going through. And by the way, you and I both have a love for President Trump as well. Not just, you know, Elvis and Trump. I mean, you can't go wrong. I have said on the program that I believe that President Trump is the most substantial president this republic has ever had, bar none. You could put anybody up against George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, whoever. Trump is the most substantial president because of what we've had to face and because of what his what he has done. Mm-hmm. I personally just believe that. And I'm on record as saying such. So
I agree with that.
And I know you do. And I love in the documentary. I love the shirt that you wore. You made a shirt out of the note that Trump left behind for Joe. Joe, you know I won.
I just think
I want to get a shirt like that. That's hilarious.
Well, I rarely wear it because it's so special to me, and that was a special day, and I chose to wear it for a reason. So thanks.
All right. So we see what they're doing to Trump. Look. Anybody with any shred of intellectual capital knows that this DOJ is weaponized. That they're coming after Trump. He's taken the slings and arrows for us. But to his words, what he has said, they're coming after me so they can get to you. And that resonates with your family, Jasmine. That sentence, that statement from Trump resonates with you because of what the Department of Justice has done to your family. Cameron teed up the story. Outrageous that the government would, you know, and I still in my mind, I think they use the excuses, you know, artifacts. They're going to come after a family for Native American artifacts, and they're going to go to the great lengths that they did. Snipers on the roof, late night arrests, jail time, threatening jail with your family for artifacts. But it's not about that. It was a land grab. It was control. And I would like you to do a better job than me. Tell the story and let's lay it out, what your family's endured. Just start at the beginning and let us know what happened.
Yeah. Again, thank you. My dad, his name was Dr. James Redd, and he had no record. He served as a physician in Blanding for over 30 years. He taught the gospel of Jesus Christ for 2 years on a Spanish-speaking mission. He delivered over 2,000 babies. He performed many surgeries for the ailing and saved many lives. And for 6 years, he was the only doctor in that region that was on call for 24 hours, 7 days a week. And he gave his life for the community. I remember so many Christmases. He would leave Christmas and he was so honored. He said, I get to go serve people. And I got a phone call from my sister that morning. And she said, Jasmine, mom and dad have been arrested. We have to go home. And it was the most horrifying thing because you don't expect someone like my dad's character to be treated like this. It was, and I knew what it was. I knew they're going after him as an example. And that was the first thing that came to our mind. And so during the whole day, and remember this, I didn't live at home at the time. I was 21 years old. So I lived up here. So me and my sister were just waiting, wondering, cause they were in the courts. We were like, what's happening? And so finally he gets out and we call, do you want us to come home? Dad, do you want us to come home? What's going on? And he was very calm, which was not like anyone in that situation would have been not calm. And he said, no, do not come home. Do not come home. You guys stay, you work, stay up there. It'll be okay. Everything is going to be okay. And just, he knew with the FBI involved this time around, it was not, there's not a chance he's going to get out of it. And he had a plan. And that night he said goodbye to his patients. I hope it's okay. I read this. This is very special to us. In the evening of the day of the raid, he died early the next morning. My dad went to the nursing home to check on all of his patients there. Even though he knew he would not be alive in a few hours, he still needed to make sure he did his rounds at the nursing home. Also late that evening, when he recorded his last message to his family, one of the last things he says is that he apologizes to his office manager because he didn't get all the dedication done, the dictation done on his patients that he had seen the day before. So just before he leaves this mortal world, he is concerned and sorry he doesn't get the dictation done for his patients. That shows you the character of a man that was dedicated to his job in serving the people of San Juan County. As I read that, I don't feel worthy to be his daughter. We didn't know how amazing our father was until losing him and hearing everybody. And so when he died that night, we found out the next morning he was missing, but no one knew where he was. And so we drive home. I meet Jay, and Jay is my brother, and he's a patriot. He is the reason that any of this came out. He knew the government had a vendetta, and he knew that they want, it was land, and it was, they were, they wanted the bear's ears. And so I get in the car, we meet in Moab. And as we're driving up to our home, we have a beautiful Southwestern style Santa Fe home. He looks at me and he says, Jasmine, look, because we have a house and there's a big, huge hill and a road where our house is. He said, look, I want you to know our lives will never be the same, because he knew my dad was gone. He knew that he was gone, and I didn't understand. And so I get out and I run, and there are dozens, 50, I think maybe 100 people from Blanding just in a line leading to my mom. And I look at my mom and she just says, he's gone. He's gone, Jasmine. He's not here. And I fell down. And I don't really remember. I don't really remember the rest, because a man like my dad was our lifeblood of our family and the community, and being ripped in a way that for a false felony charge has done damage, and it doesn't go away. Every day I think about him. I think of how my life would be different, the lives that he could have saved, and it's for nothing. He's gone for nothing, and they don't care. They have no remorse. And I hope this makes sense. And please, if you would like to ask me something, this is 15 years. So yeah. I might be a little,
confused. No, I wanted to let you go there and tell that part, is because your emotion is real, obviously. And I want you to feel free just to speak about whatever you want to. We're up against a commercial break though. Mm-hmm. So let's take a deep breath here. And ladies and gentlemen, just real short, a very short commercial break. And don't forget, DougBillings.us is where you can all go to see the show and support the show over there. DougBillings.us. Again, we're going to have the link to the incredible documentary that Jasmine was part of, talking about all of this. The link to that will be in the comment section at the bottom of the description of the show today. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jasmine Redd. Stay with us. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, how much do you spend on streaming services every month, including cable? Over $100? I bet you do, or at least close to it. What if I told you there's a company out there that would give you everything from Netflix to Stars to HBO to Hulu to your local sports, your local channels, everything that you've always wanted. You like those Turner classic movies, whatever you like. Q Streaming, that's spelled C-U-E, Q Streaming, gives you everything for $59.99 a month, even pay-per-view events. Those of you that like pay-per-view sports, you can get them, and you don't pay the pay-per-view price. It's all included for that $59.99 a month. Go to therightside.myqstreaming.com. Therightside.myqstreaming.com. Cut the cord to all of the other nonsense. Do it today. Therightside.myqstreaming.com, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Believe it. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Do you love coffee? Well, you're not alone. Over 150 million Americans drink more than 400 million cups of coffee each day. But does your coffee love you as much as you love it? According to the University of Santa Maria in Brazil, the average coffee today contains up to 117 pesticides and over 30 mycotoxins. And long-term pesticide and toxin exposure has been linked to many health issues such as Parkinson's, asthma, depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, cancer, and more. So perhaps the problem is in your cup of coffee. But don't worry, Java Boost Coffee is here to help. With Triple Lab tested organic coffee, coconut cream, ginger, turmeric, and the newly discovered muscadine grape with over 100 antioxidants, and better still, no pesticides, mycotoxins, there's no roasting, brewing, grinding, measuring, or even sweetening. Java Boost Coffee reduces hunger and cravings, stabilizes blood sugar, and promotes mental energy and clarity. Just add a scoop of Java Boost to hot or cold water, and you're ready to enjoy the delicious cup of gourmet, healthy coffee for less than $2. How much are you paying for your unhealthy 117 pesticide and mycotoxin coffee? Look, we all love to drink coffee. Let's drink coffee that loves us back. Let's drink Java Boost Coffee. Simply go to cuppahealth.com today. That's cuppahealth.com. Be sure to use the promo code Doug and save 20%. You can even order a single sample of Java Boost Coffee for just $1 and try it before you buy it. Just go to cuppahealth and use the promo code DOUG and save 20% today.
Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where it's official, folks. It's official. Liberals are intellectually immature. I don't know if you've heard that or not, but it's true. News breaking right now at the very moment. Liberals, vastly intellectually immature. There you go. Jasmine Presley-Red with us today on the program, ladies and gentlemen, talking about a very serious component of this weaponization of the DOJ. And let me try to tease some of this up for you, because she's in Utah. The story takes place in Blanding, Utah, a uranium-rich area of the world. President Trump, as you may recall, gave that part of the country back to the people. Biden, when he takes office, reneged on that deal, took the land back. So I want to make sure that we understand the complete story and what's at the heart of the matter here, beyond the human tragedy, which is the pinnacle. Jasmine and her family have endured one of the worst human tragedies imaginable, the loss of an innocent father because of the corruption of a government. We want to try to paint this picture for you. So, Jasmine, let's try to do that together. Let's paint this picture. There was a gentleman by the name of Ted Gardner who was an FBI informant, a criminal in jail. They use him to come down to work this illicit deal to try to entrap your dad. I want you to illustrate that part of the story for us right now.
So Ted Gardner, he began to build a relationship. First of all, he was in prison, and they said, "We'll let you out early, but you need to be an informant for us and in Southern Utah and Blanding, and we want you to entrap. We want you to focus on Jim and Jeannie Red, because my parents are very prominent figures." So he agreed to that because he wanted to get out of prison early. So he goes to Blanding. He builds a 2.5-year relationship with my mother and my father, and he knew, and there's video recording of him even admitting, "I know Dr. Red has no interest in these artifacts. I know that." It was all about land. Right. Blanding has a ton of uranium in their area, which is called Bear's Ears. And that's where President Trump, he gave it back to the wonderful patriotic people of San Juan County, where I'm from. And it's always been about land. There's so much uranium and they want control. So they do this. They want the power, and it all goes back to the land. 100%.
Did your dad have land? Did your family own a
yes.
lot of land?
Oh,
that
yeah.
They wanted.
We
yeah.
Did. Yeah. Yeah. We had we have a beautiful home on the hill, which was owned by my father, and his father gave it to him.
Do you all yeah. still own that property, Jasmine?
It's in our family still. Yes, it is correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So the government, and this is not a stretch for anybody in today's day and age to imagine this. The government sees the land. They know that it has uranium. They want to take it. But the fact that they use these absolutely demonic and evil mechanisms and ways by which to go about it, to frame an innocent man, to frame someone who is such a pillar of the community, shocking to say the least. And there will be some out there on the left, or maybe even on our side of the fence, that go, "Wait a minute, it sounds too crazy to be true." Tell us more about the story and how it began to unfold and how this whole thing went down with the arrest and the cap, you know, snipers and everything. Yeah.
So my mother, my mom and dad are both from Blanding. Our family settled in Bluff, and so we've always had a history of Blanding. My mom had a passion and a deep love for Indian artifacts, Anasazi artifacts. And our home, our whole house was filled with that. And so my dad never cared about it, but my mom did. But my dad loved my mom and cherished her. So any free time that he had, because he was a physician, she wanted to go out in the hills. So he would go. So just over time, that's what we did. And so they knew my mom was a collector. They knew that. And so they thought, well, if we can't get Jeannie, let's try to get Dr. Red. Well, my dad walks in one day, and I told you that he walks in one day with the bird, and he says, "Oh, I found something. I found something off the surface of the ground. Let me go grab it." Meanwhile, he is on film. Dan Love is just right down the street watching the FBI. And he says, "I just found this off the surface of the ground. Isn't that pretty cool?" My dad never sold it. My dad never traded it. All he did was pick it up. And you can tell in the video footage, and you can see it, it's out there, Ted Gardner is trying to make my dad explain specifically to target it and to get the right word, because that's what they do. They want that right word, because if they can get that right word, they can inflate it. So they lied about the value of this bead. The value of this bead is worth $75, and it was appraised by the top most well-known appraiser in the country. His name is Dace Hyatt, and it's valued at $75. They lied about the value of this bead to make it $1,000. So they inflated it. So in order for it to be over a felon, so in order for it to be over $1,000, it's a felony. With it being a felony, they take away my dad's license. Therefore, he cannot practice medicine. That is their target. They told him for 4 hours, 3.5, 4 hours, you will never practice medicine again, because they knew he had a love and that was his life. His life was to be a doctor. So
and
being told,
and they're doing this to come after his land.
His land, to take it to.
They
to
will rip out a man from his family and do this for the sake of a few pebbles and some uranium underground.
Absolutely. That, they didn't care about the artifacts. The sickest part about it is the 11 hours that they raided our home, they didn't even take the bead. They didn't take the white bird. They didn't even know what they were looking for. This was all a show to show the community in Blanding in Southern Utah, the San Juan County. We own you. You guys have no say. We're taking your land. It doesn't matter if you care about all this stuff. We own it all. And that's what the government wants. They want to control its power, its vendetta. And there's no better example than to use my dad. Because if they can use a prominent figure like my dad, that shows a signal. And it was all about the signal. So
he's interrogated. He's got this Ted Gardner guy, this creep, this ex-con that's agreed to flip and be an informant for the FBI. Mm-hmm. And there's a raid. Tell us about the raid and the horror of what that looked and felt like.
Well, that the raid is one of the most horrifying things. My mom hasn't talked about it. She rarely talks about it. So it was about six o'clock in the morning. They 140 federal agents head straight to my parents' home, and my dad wasn't there. He was checking on his patients at the nursing home.
Did you say 140 agents?
140. Oh, and remember, do you know who Bernie Madoff is?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Do you know how many federal agents went to his office downtown New York?
Not off the top of my head.
Two.
Two
federal agents went to his place, and he is the number one, like if you know the story of him, he destroyed anyways. No, but my dad gets 140 federal agents, and they go straight, and they are driving fast, and they are so excited. And there's history behind that. The things that one of the federal agents said to our family, how excited they were. They drove so fast from Salt Lake City to Blanding. They drove way faster than you're allowed to. But as they get to our home.
Again, for the sake of the audience, how far from Salt Lake City to Blanding?
It's about 5 hours, well over 5 hours. And the agent said, we don't have to stop at stop signs. The law doesn't apply to us because we're the FBI. Yeah. We're the BLM. So they get to our home and they bang and they are yelling. And they say to my mom, and I hope it's okay that I say this. And I talked to my mom last night, and she said, as the feds with their firearms mulled around a 5'3", my mom is 5'3", she weighs 110 pounds, Jeannie Red in handcuffs, one of the agents kept repeating to her, do you know how much trouble you are in? Your life is over as you know it. This is the worst day of your life. This is like a death in your family. Another agent said to her three times, are you suicidal? Jeannie, are you suicidal? Are you suicidal? As my dad arrives at 6:45, he gets out and he pulls up and he sees all these federal agents, and they rip him from his Jeep, from his truck. He drove an F-150 or a big, huge black 250 truck, and they pull him out and they shackle him around his stomach and they shackle him around his arms and his feet. And we have a really beautiful home and a really nice 3-car garage. And in that garage is a Jaguar that my dad bought for my mom. It's very nice. He never drove it. And they sat him on the steps. And for 4 hours, they said over and over, where's the shovel that you like to dig up bones with? Your parents, Dr. Red, are so ashamed of you. When I heard that, and then they said, you will never practice medicine again. You will never hunt. You will never see your children again. You'll be in prison for 30 years. And when you hear that for 4 hours, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine. It makes me sick to have shackles around your stomach and your feet and your hands. Sorry, go ahead.
No. God bless you. I'm just as everyone will be when they hear this. It's just amazing. It's a good point though to just take a quick break for a commercial. Okay. Let's regroup during this commercial break and if you have time to come back for the next segment. Do you have some time to come back
Absolutely.
With us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Jasmine Presley Redd with us today on the program, talking about the weaponization of the DOJ, how it has affected her family. And ladies and gentlemen, if they're coming after President Trump, they're coming after the Red family. It could be anybody. We're trying to shed some light on that today on the program. DougBillings.us. Head over there and support us. We would appreciate that. DougBillings.us. And stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, how much do you spend on streaming services every month, including cable? Over $100? I bet you do, or at least close to it. What if I told you there's a company out there that would give you everything from Netflix to Stars to HBO to Hulu to your local sports, your local channels, everything that you've always wanted. You like those Turner classic movies, whatever you like. Q Streaming, that's spelled C-U-E, Q Streaming gives you everything for $59.99 a month, even pay-per-view events. Those of you that like pay-per-view sports, you can get them and you don't pay the pay-per-view price. It's all included for that $59.99 a month. Go to therightside.myqstreaming.com. Therightside.myqstreaming.com. Cut the cord to all of the other nonsense. Do it today. Therightside.myqstreaming.com, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Believe it. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program today. Doug Billings with you, The Right Side. A somber show here, an interview that needs to be heard. It just absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, look, you in this audience, I understand your patriotism. You are part of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. I tell you that all the time. You are patriots. You are Americans who are wanting to get involved in your local level to make a difference and to reclaim our republic back from this coalition of immorality that has swept in Washington, D.C., part of the woke, liberal, progressive wing of what was, you know, the Democratic Party, in my view, does not exist anymore. It just simply doesn't. What they've become is this blending of communism and socialism, and they're weaponizing the Department of Justice and other aspects of our government to come after the people because we can't have there can be nothing before the state. No God. They want to excommunicate God. They want to make sure that property rights and people's rights are diminished in their eyes so that they can come in and do what they want. And what we're hearing from Jasmine Presley Redd today is how this has happened to real people in our country. In this republic, there are outstanding citizens like Dr. Redd who have property. They live on land that the government wants. And this whole story unfurls. And to many of you out there, I'm sure, bits and pieces of this sound like fiction, but I'm telling you, it's not. This is real. Jasmine is here. You can sense the reality in her voice. And so we have a doctor, a pillar of strength and character within this community. His house is raided. They've got 140 agents surrounding it. They're interrogated for 4 hours. And Dr. Redd is driven to a point throughout the course of all of this. And this is what I want to get to with Jasmine. Imagine that you're driven to the point where you would think that the only thing that I can do to protect my family is to kill myself. That, think about the darkness that must have been cast upon this man by this Department of Justice to drive him to that point. And this is brutally tough for Jasmine to recollect, but that's the look. We've got to say these words out loud, ladies and gentlemen. We have to say these words. The casting of darkness against this man for land and for other things, absolutely the purest form of evil I've ever seen. And this is why I've told you, ladies and gentlemen, this Commune Socialist Party is a coalition of immorality, and that's putting it lightly. Jasmine, as I say those things, what are your thoughts? Am I right?
Yes. So thank you for saying that. It's very difficult to imagine what he was going through. He did not tell us what those agents, he didn't go into detail, which makes me think that they said to him far worse than what they said to my mom. They wanted them to kill themselves. They wanted them to end their lives. And so it makes me realize he left us a 40-minute goodbye tape. And he spoke to each one of us individually. There's five children. And he said how grateful he was for the life that he lived, that he married my mom, and that he hopes to be with her in the next life. And he says, but with me gone, it will all work out because they want me under the false felony charge, because he knew if I'm gone, it'll work out. And yep, the judge said my mom was going to go to prison. So, and my sister as well, Jerrica, she also was going to prison for 10 years. So I have a mother that's going to prison and a sister who's going to prison. And the judge says, with what happened, you will not go to prison. And she didn't go to prison. And we know because of that, my dad killing himself, he gave his life for my family.
And oh, goodness. Yeah.
So sorry.
What were the charges that they were throwing against your dad and your mom and your sister? What were the specific charges?
They were felony charges. They were all felony charges.
I mean, for illegal possession of an artifact? Yes. Is that what it boils down to?
It's all it is arrowhead hunting. That's all it was.
I mean,
and it was a joke.
It's not funny. Yeah. And I chuckle because it's infuriating that the government would do, and your dad finds this thing that's half the size of a dime on public ground, on the surface of the ground.
Yeah.
And so they use that. It's crazy.
Yeah. And the sickest part about this is 9 months after my dad was gone, when he killed himself, the informant, Ted Gardner, he said, I feel guilty for killing two people. And he knew that my dad didn't care about it. And so my dad saved 24 people were arrested. Nobody went to prison, nobody. And the federal agent said, and I remember these, and it's hard for me to talk about it, but he said, your dad took one for the team. He said those words. And I think I was 21 at the time, and hearing a federal agent who's the reason your dad's gone, say your dad took one for the team. It's haunting. It's haunting for me. And I'm just, I'm sorry. It's just, it breaks your soul that we live in America. This isn't America.
And your father, before all of this, he was never suicidal, was he? He wasn't depressed. He didn't have any kind of mental disorder.
No. And he was known to talk people out of suicide. They would come to him. A good friend of our families came to him and said, I need help. And my dad would talk him out of it because you can't do that. And so my dad didn't kill himself. They forced him. They forced him to do it. And because he did it, my mom is not in prison and she's free. And my dad is free. And I love knowing that my dad is free because they wanted to destroy him. They wanted to take everything. They wanted our home. They wanted our car. They wanted to humiliate him. And that's what they love. They love to destroy good patriot people.
And this is obviously very intense for you. And I know, I can't imagine what your sister, your brother, your mother may, if they watch this, what would be going through their hearts and their minds. I want to acknowledge, I understand how difficult this is. Your dad, apparently the day of the suicide arrives, he drives someplace and he hooks a hose to the exhaust pipe and sits inside of his car. Mm-hmm. And who then, that's how he did it. And he's driven to that point. Who finds your dad?
So my brother, actually, a lady that was behind our home called because the whole town of Blanding was looking for Dr. Red. He was missing. Mm-hmm. And so a lady says, I see a reflection. It was a reflection, I think a rim on the Jeep or something. And then we had no idea that he would be back there. And my brother, Jav, he runs down and he sees my dad in the Jeep, and my dad is asleep, and he sees the tape recorder that my dad is still holding in his hand. And that was what he used to say goodbye to all of us and how much he loved us. And then he's going to the afterlife. And I hope it's okay. I read this. My dad wrote this down. I don't know how soon before this took place, but he wrote this quote down, and it's from Abraham Lincoln. It reads, I know there is a God. I see the storm coming, and I know his hand is in it. If he has a place for me, and I think he has, I believe I am ready. With God's help, I shall not fail. Abraham Lincoln to a friend, Newton Bateman, before presidential election, 1860. Oh. And it's written in his handwriting, and he wrote that down. It's almost like my dad predicted what was going to take place, and he was ready. My dad was one of the greatest patriots I'll ever know. Oh. And if you meet anyone in Blanding, they'll tell you that he was such a good citizen. So
my heart, all of every one of every member of this audience, our hearts and our prayers are with you and your family. And even though this happened some years ago, we're grateful for your bravery to come forth and tell the story. We have a couple of minutes left, Jasmine, and I want to, hopefully the Reawaken America tour in Vegas, I would love to meet you in person and to be able to thank you in person.
It would be an honor. And can I just tell you something real quick?
Yes.
Your gold microphone is Rush Limbaugh. My dad said to me, Jasmine, if there's one thing I can recommend, you listen to Rush Limbaugh for 10 minutes a day for the rest of your life. You will be very smart. I love Rush Limbaugh. I listen to him because of my dad. And I look at your mic and I feel like I'm talking to Rush Limbaugh. So it's an honor. Thank you for this opportunity. Oh,
well, you honor me. It's the microphone was a gift from a friend, and General Flynn has referred to the program as the next Rush Limbaugh. I've got a picture of Rush over there, was on his show a couple of months before he died.
I love Rush Limbaugh.
I do too. There'll never be another Rush.
So you emulate so much of him. It's when I first saw you, it's as if I was talking to Rush, and this is a very emotional. So sorry, go ahead. You were asking me a question.
Thank you. You honor me, and thank you very much for saying that. If you had your dad, and again, about a minute left here, Jasmine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could go on and on. I understand this is there's never enough time when you're talking about things like this.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, and as I look at you, and my heart breaks for you. I want you to know that I pray for you and your family. Let's meet. I often say on this program that we meet in determined prayer, and we meet in determined patriotism together.
Yeah.
If your dad was here talking with us, and you had the opportunity to say one more thing to your dad, Jasmine, what would you tell your dad?
I would say, Dad, I am going to be a good mother because of the way you taught me. The way you taught me. My little girls, I have a 9 and a 7-year-old. A day doesn't go by they don't talk about my dad or President Trump and their love for America. It goes so deep what he has given to me. And because of the way he raised me, I hope that I can change people and show them if we don't fight, our country's gone. And if our country's gone, there's no hope for our children or our grandchildren. And so I just wanted to, I would like to thank him for the life he lived and the example that he set to me, because my life would never be what it is without the way my dad taught me.
What a wonderful tribute to I wish I could have met him. What a wonderful tribute to a father, to a doctor, to a member of a community that was touched by his life. You know, and Jasmine, I'll leave you with this. Once upon a time, I was in the seminary and I studied to be a priest long ago. And one of the things that I learned in the seminary was when we talk about this thing called life, and we try to figure out what is the meaning of our life? Why am I here? Why was I born? Part of the reason, following and discovering a relationship with Jesus, certainly the key among all of that. But part also, I think, is that we're called continually to enter into the lives of other people to make a difference for the better. And it just seems to me that having met you only just today on this program and learning about your dad, that your dad has fulfilled in an astounding way the meaning of life. He has entered into the lives of so many people and made differences for the better. And he's going to do it again by virtue of you telling the story. So if there's any hope and comfort in any of that, I believe it. And I think that that's what we're all as human beings called to do. And it just seems as if your dad did it that in incredible ways.
Thank you. I don't even know what to say. This has been a mission of mine for 15 years. And I thank Heavenly Father and my Savior Jesus Christ for this opportunity.
Amen.
To speak with you. So that was so beautifully worded. Thank you, Doug.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine Presley Redd. Please look up the documentary that we'll have posted on the interview in the comment section and in the description portion of the interview. Join us at DougBillings.us to continue to support the show and watch other editions. And we're just honored to have had Jasmine with us today. We'll see you again on the next edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic, believe it. Cheers.
Jasmine, you are a wonderful individual. I just think you're terrific. You're a hard worker. You love your family. You love your mom and dad. You just are really a good person. Continue to be a peacemaker. Continue to do all the things that are right. Maybe get an education. Go back to school and get an education. That might be good. Continue with all the things that you're striving to do in righteousness and do what's right. I think that's really important. And, I know you know it's important too.
Side with Doug Billings.